یا
Thank you.
يا عزاز الزهراء هي لحظات ويطل عد من القلب.
Some commentary now, just a few seconds before Sayyid Hassan, who was expected maybe to go down to the ground now. In the name of God, the Merciful. May peace be upon the Prophet. May peace be upon our Prophet, our Messenger, Abu al-Qasim Muhammad, son of Abdullah. And may peace be upon all of his family. May peace be upon all of his friends. And may peace be upon all of the Prophets and the Messengers.
Assalamu alaikum, Sayyidi Mawlai.
May peace be upon Imam Hussein and may peace be upon all those who sacrifice themselves for your cause. I salute all of you as long as I remain alive, as long as there is day and night. And I hope this is not my last pledge to visit you and to remember you. May peace be on Hussein, may peace be upon Ali, son of Hussein, and may peace be upon the children of Hussein and the companions of Hussein. Assalamu alaika, Messenger of God. I express my condolences for the martyrdom of Hussein. I salute also Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali. I express my condolences for the martyrdom of your son, Imam Hussein. May peace be upon Fatima al-Zahra. I express my condolences to you for the martyrdom of your son, Hussein. May peace be upon Abba Muhammad al-Mushtaba. May I express my condolences for the martyrdom of your brother Hussein. May peace be upon all of you. May peace be upon Mawlaya Imam al-Mahdi. I express my condolences to you for the martyrdom of your grandfather Hussein. Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum, may peace be upon you all. We express our condolences to he who represents the remaining of the remainder of the family, Imam Mahdi. We express our condolences to our religious figures and to Imam Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Al-Khamenei, may God preserve him. And we express our condolences to all of the Muslims, to all of those who love the family of the Prophet. We express our condolences on this day, the day of condolences, the day of catastrophe. Brothers and sisters, at the beginning, I also would like to speak to you, I would like to address you, and I would like to express my deep thanks, and I pray that God accepts your efforts. You are the ones who spent the night, and from the beginning hours of the morning, you went down once again to renew the life of Karbala, to once again renew the life and the values and the understandings and the meanings and the spirit which Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, may peace be upon him, wanted by his martyrdom. And today, we in this square which we always gathered in. In this square, we are commemorating the memories of the resistance, and we are also remembering the martyrs of the resistance, and we have always proved our commitment and our loyalty to Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, may peace be upon him. We stand here today and we look to Karbala, to year 1961 in the Islamic calendar, at these very hours when Hussein, may peace be upon him, stood and he saw those crowds, the army of the enemy, and with him he only had a small number of companions who were martyred. And so he cried out to history and to all the generations throughout history, and these calls are still heard. These calls are still heard in our ears. The cry of Hussein, may peace be upon him, is there anyone who will make me or help me achieve victory? We tell Hussein, may peace be upon him, we answer your call, Hussein. We answer your call with our souls, with ourselves, with our children, with our money. And we will not abandon our promise. We will not back down from our promise and from this call. Yes, with Hussein from here, just as it is every Ashura, we once again renew our stance, the stance which was brought about by Hussein, this immortal stance throughout history, and we repeat this stance on every Ashura. We say to all the tyrants throughout the earth, to all the aggressors, to all the corrupt, and to all those who practice hegemony, to all those who are putting their money on our will and our commitment and our determination from breaking, we say that we are the sons of the Imam. We are the sons of those men. We are the brothers of those children, of those youth who stood on Ashura and said together with Hussein that you have put me with a choice, you have put me in front of a choice between humiliation or martyrdom, and we are not at all people. We are not at all people who will be humiliated. With Hussein, for tens of years, we have said and we will continue to say that I will not extend the hand of humiliation to you. I will not escape. I will not flee. My brothers and sisters, a number of quick points on Ashura, and I will leave the message of the resistance on this day to the end of my speech. First of all, we witnessed over the past few months insults, very, very deep insults against the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and you, men, women, young, old, you all answered the call and you defended your Prophet and you declared and you also showed readiness to defend your Prophet. And today we, on Ashura, the 10th day, on the day of making great sacrifices to defend the Messenger of Allah and the religion of Allah and the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah, just as Hussein, may peace be upon him, did, we also stand today and we tell the whole world, those who insult our Prophet or those who think of insulting our Prophet, we are an ummah which will not be silent to any insults. We are an ummah which has declared, and we once again declare today, that we are ready to defend the dignity of our Prophet and ready to defend the family of our Prophet and the honor of our Prophet, and we are ready to go ahead and wage this battle and confront the whole world. And so today, together with Hussein, With Hussein, we once again repeat the call of defending the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah, and let the whole world hear our cries. Let the whole world witness our fists. We answer your call, Rasulullah, or Messenger of God, Muhammad. Second point, we believe that the Yazid of this era, which we must confront from a Karbala and Husseini and Zainab perspective, is the American Zionist project. This project which is threatening our Ummah and threatening also our civilization and our religions and our people and our sanctities. And we are in confrontation against this Yazid of this era. We are the Husseiniyin or the Zainabiyat, and we will continue to be as so. And this confrontation for us will continue to be the priority, the complete priority. I would like to caution throughout the Arab and Islamic world, I would like to caution against the danger of turning friends into enemies and turning enemies into friends. There are some people in the Arab and Islamic world who are working politically in the media and in every angle in order to portray Israel as a friend and to show Iran as an enemy. However, Israel does not help its friends in the Arab and Islamic world. The reason is of its aggressive nature, its criminal nature, its brutal nature, its racist nature, its tyrannical nature, its enemy nature. It is embarrassing these people in the Arab and Islamic world by its aggressions time and again every year and in short periods, over short periods of time, in its wars against Gaza and the Palestinians and Lebanon. And these Arabs and Muslims find that everything they did over the years, the attempts to portray Israel as a normal entity which can be lived with, and portraying Iran as an enemy which is threatening the region, the efforts of these people who are doing this, their efforts go with the wind. And I would like to tell those people that all of your efforts will fail. You are writing and you are drawing in the water, and there will be no traces left for all of your conspiracies, because you are trying to show the beast as if he is a peace messenger and someone who can be lived with. And Israel is not as such, and Israel will not help you in achieving this, and Israel cannot help you in achieving this because of its nature. And day by day, it becomes clear to the Arab and Islamic people that the Islamic Republic of Iran is a friend of the Arabs and a friend of all the Muslims and a supporter of the oppressed and people and the people whose territories are occupied. This was shown clearly during the last confrontation which occurred in the Gaza Strip and before that in Lebanon. And we were very clear when we said that we rely, after relying on God, we rely on this Islamic Republic, this courageous Islamic Republic, this faithful Islamic Republic, confident, bold Islamic Republic, which does not pay any attention to the pressures of Obama, nor to the threats of Bush before Obama, nor to all of this West, which is showing every day that it is committed to the security of Israel and to Israel's upper hand. And the Islamic Republic, when it supports the resistance movements, it is doing its duty from its ideological perspective, from its perspective of faith, from its strategic perspective, and it does not impose conditions on anyone and doesn't demand anything from anyone and does not want rewards from anyone. I would like to underscore to our Arab and Islamic people, beware, beware, pay attention. Everyone who is trying to show Israel as a friend is a servant of Israel, whether he realizes it or not. Also, anyone who tries to present Iran as an enemy is also a servant of Israel, whether he realizes this or not. Number three, Palestine is our cause, is our central cause. As Lebanese and as Palestinians and as Arabs and as an Islamic ummah and as followers of religion, and Palestine will remain the central cause. And there is nothing which could come between a person and his beliefs. Yes, there are some people who are striving by bringing about religious sedition and sectarian incitement. And the Sunni, and between the people of the region and the people of Palestine, and between us and Palestine. And I would like to tell all those people that Palestine is part of our faith, part of our ideology and our responsibility, and nothing can come between us and our support for Palestine and our standing in support of Palestine. Nothing can come between us and this. Number four, or actually I'm still in point number three. Here it is also a duty to look at the example of the victory of blood against the sword, a new example which we witnessed over the past few days in Gaza. And I, on behalf of all of you, I once again would like to congratulate our people in Gaza, the resistance, the Palestinian resistance in Gaza, with all of its factions, with all of its groups, with all of its brigades, with all of its contingencies. I congratulate them for this great victory. And I would also like to congratulate the martyrs of Gaza and the wounded and the people of Gaza who are standing with steadfastness. This is a true victory. Whatever be the attempts by some mercenaries who work for Israel, whatever be their attempts to express doubt in this victory, just like they expressed their doubt in the victory of July 2006 and just like they spoke about the Gaza victory in 2009. However, this is a clear victory, and today as well we would like to call once again on all of the governments and all the countries. I'm not saying the people, because the people are trying, and over tens of years the people have been trying to give what they can to the Palestinians and to Gaza. However, now my call is to the governments. I call on the governments and the states in the Arab and Islamic world, and I say that Gaza and Palestine does not only need your sympathy, it does not only need your love, it does not only need your visits. Gaza also needs your weapons, it also needs your money, it also needs your support, it also needs your genuine backing. And this Gaza is worthy of all support, and it's worthy of resistance, of carrying out the duty of resistance on the level of the Ummah, because this Gaza brought about victory was this international sympathy. What protected Gaza after God, what protected Gaza was the will of the resistance, the people of the resistance, and the weapons of the resistance, and the missiles of the resistance. This is what brought about victory in Gaza. And here in Lebanon, we don't need any sympathy. And the Israelis know very well that this will and these weapons and this people and this support, popular support, exists here. And even more, if Israel was shaken and confused against a number of Fajr 5 missiles which landed in Tel Aviv, let me tell the Israelis then, for the first time maybe with such clarity, what can we say, and this is to the enemy and friend, let the enemy and friend know that this enemy is deterred, and let this enemy know what awaits him if he thinks of assaulting or launching an aggression against Lebanon. Israel, which was shaken by a few numbers of Fajr 5 missiles, which are not more than 10 Fajr missiles for over 8 days. What can we say? How will Israel put up with thousands of missiles which will land in Tel Aviv and further other than Tel Aviv if it launches an assault on Lebanon?
if the confrontation with the Gaza Strip, because of the siege on Gaza, because it's related to the capabilities and not to the will, the battle was evolved around a radius between 40 and 70 or 80 kilometers. However, the battle with us, its radius will be throughout occupied Palestine, from the Lebanese borders to the Jordanian borders to the Red Sea, from Kiryat Shmona, and here let the Israelis listen very well, from Kiryat Shmona to Eilat. The era where we would be terrorized by Israel has ended. This scary terrorizing Israel has ended. It has ended a long time ago, not today. However, there are some people who are still living the nightmares of fear, the nightmares of fear which they have gotten used to for tens of years. We, on the occasion of Ashura, and from this stance, we go with our will and with our determination to protect our country and to protect our people and to protect our sanctities and to take great responsibilities. And so we will not be hesitant. Never we will be hesitant to be with Hussein and to sacrifice ourselves and our blood and our children and our money and all our beloved. And we will continue and we will meet, we will always meet and be with Hussein, may peace be upon him. And we will tell Hussein and his grandfather, yes, we are the people of the Islamic resistance in Lebanon, and our slogan forever will be, we will never be humiliated. I express my condolences to you and I thank you for your turnout. May God bless you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, that was Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of